This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hi, my name is Rupal Nishar and I'm the AVP of Customer Success at a company called Natomi. We are an AI-based customer experience solution. And what do I do? That's a very interesting question. I like to think of myself as the Chief Customer Happiness Officer, making sure our customers are deriving value and are able to essentially scale their business objectives through our solutions. So that's who I am.
Rupal, how are you involved with user adoption?
Great question. So as part of user adoption, I think I've worked at different SaaS organizations and I think I've played slightly different roles in from a user adoption perspective, designing what change management looks like, thinking about user adoption from a customer lifetime value. And primarily my goal at the moment is very focused on how does one design an organization that is set up to improve, evolve, and continuously stay relevant from an adoption perspective and as a value perspective. We very often think of value and adoption as a very static measure. So if we rip the band-aid off and think about the evolution of our customers or think about as a business how they're evolving, it's continuously needed to reset what user adoption means, right? So my goal and my current role is focused on making sure that we are giving our customers an experience that gives them the ability to essentially have some elasticity in what their adoption looks like and designing an organization that grows with our customers.
Paul, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with user adoption?
One of my pet peeves is, and I absolutely have seen this over and over again, is to the point I was trying to make earlier, is more often than not, I see that adoption as being a static number or adoption as being a KPI that needs to be met. Now, yes, that is absolutely critical and important, and it plays a part as part of a overall narrative, but it shouldn't be a sole metric or a sole indicator whether users are logging the system or not, where a customer is on a path to being fully adopted. So I absolutely believe that user adoption is something that continues to change, and removing that assumption that if we need a certain number will essentially bear a lot of benefits down the road and make you introspect how you need to either give more shape to your product, give more shape to the experience. So I think that's one of the biggest challenge I've seen within the adoption space is thinking of adoption as a static number. The other bit I also think about is when I look at adoption, I think that it isn't always something that can be configured. You really have to lay out the adoption plan. The experiences need to be flawless. Think of like water hitting the rocks in a riverbed, right? It needs to be able to move with as minimal friction as possible. And adoption also has different vectors to it, right? If I had to draw an analogy, if you think about how we as human beings learn, right? Every individual has a different way of learning and understanding what value means to them. If we look at our ecosystem, even in the education space, right? I very much believe that adoption and education go hand in hand because it has to be a continuous process. There have to be different flavors of adoption and coaching and guidance that go along with user adoption. So I think those are some of the things that I believe are critical when one likes to think about adoption.
And Rupal, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
I believe that there is generally a great divide that we within customer success or customer experience fill. One is from the customer side of the house, and the other is internally within the product side of the house, right? We really have to close the gap between what we are developing and what the customers actually need and are going to get value from. And I feel if there is a process in place through, whether it's your voice of customer programs or CABs or NPS or any other metrics that gives you data into the framework or the trajectory of your customers based on verticals or segmentation, I think that will close the divide a little bit between product and the customers. And I think that's really where the value add also happens within any SaaS organization, right? And to continuously morph that and be able to replicate some of that.
And Rupal, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
Intermittently post things on LinkedIn. So I would absolutely encourage you to follow me there if any of the work that I'm doing is interesting. So you can find me on LinkedIn.
Well, thanks, Rupal.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.